Hello, I'm Martin Park. You can call me Coach. Welcome to the channel. In last week's episode, part two of Patience, How to Master This Superpower, we looked at the patience depleting habit of mindlessly using the internet and social media. Throughout the podcast, we covered 21 possible rabbit holes of mindless internet and social media use that are prevalent in 2024. At the end of the podcast, I told you that while the excess of digital distractions via general internet use and social media can be pervasive, you do have the choice to take back your time by the practice of actively cultivating mindfulness, patience, and control via your own inner work. Today, in part three of Patience, How to Master This Superpower, I will discuss the two primary ways in which you can achieve that. One, through mindful patience mastery, and two, through everyday patience practice. Let's begin with principle one, mindful patience mastery. Formal mindfulness practices such as meditation offer unique benefits for cultivating patience, as they provide a structured framework for observing and understanding the fluctuations of the mind. Through regular meditation, you become more self-aware, which allows you to recognize your own impatience and then respond positively instead of negatively. This increased awareness also helps you understand the root causes of your impatience and whether they come from external triggers or internal patterns of thought and emotion. Over time, this cultivation of mindful practice provides focused training for the mind, helping you to develop concentration, awareness, and emotional regulation skills. These qualities are essential for cultivating patience in various life situations, leading to greater resilience in the face of adversity and a more balanced approach to life's ups and downs. When you practice it consistently, you become more attuned to the present moment, allowing you to develop the capacity to accept things as they are, rather than dwelling on a constant desire for things to be different. This acceptance does not mean being passive or complacent. Instead, it empowers you to approach challenges with a calm and focused mindset. It allows you to recognize that some things are beyond your control, while others are within your control and may or may not need changing, a decision that you will then be positioned to make based on sound reasoning as opposed to an impatient and emotional choice. Most of life is spent in a constant state of change and flux. Structured meditation practices provide a sanctuary for cultivating patience and a calm in the midst of life's chaos. By dedicating time each day to sit in meditation, you create a space to observe the mind's chatter without being overwhelmed by it. This non-reactive observation strengthens your ability to stay calm and composed, even in challenging situations. Put simply, structured meditation is a foundational pillar in the journey towards mastering mindful patience. Regularly engaging in these practices not only enhances your patience in difficult times, but also deepens your understanding of the mind, fostering inner peace, confidence, and resilience. Here is a brief overview of some effective meditation practices you could try. Breath awareness meditation. This practice involves focusing your attention on your breath. You observe the natural rhythm of your breathing without trying to control it. When thoughts arise, you gently bring your attention back to your breath. This meditation is excellent for cultivating mindfulness and calming the mind. Loving kindness meditation, also known as metta meditation. This practice involves generating feelings of love, compassion, and goodwill towards oneself and others. Practitioners typically repeat affirmations or phrases such as, "May I be happy," "May I be healthy," "May I be safe," "May I live with ease." This meditation fosters feelings of connection, empathy, and kindness towards yourself and others. Body scan meditation. In body scan meditation, you systematically focus your attention on different parts of the body, starting from the toes and moving upwards to the crown of the head. As you bring awareness to each body part, you observe any sensations without judgment. This practice promotes relaxation, body awareness, and mindfulness. Mantra meditation. Mantra meditation involves silent repeating a word, phrase, or sound, mantra, to focus the mind and cultivate a sense of calm and concentration. The repeated chanting of the mantra helps to quiet the mind and enter a meditative state. Common mantras include Om, So Hum, or any personal affirmations chosen by the practitioner. Visual meditation. Visualization meditation involves creating vivid mental images to evoke feelings of relaxation, positivity, or healing. Practitioners may imagine themselves in peaceful natural settings or achieving their goals, or simply envisioning themselves surrounded by light or positive energy. This practice enhances focus, reduces stress, and enhances creativity. Walking meditation. If sitting meditation is challenging, walking meditation may offer an alternative way to cultivate mindfulness. Walking meditation is a mindfulness practice where you bring your attention to the sensations of your walking. You focus on the movement of your body, the sensation of your feet touching the ground, and the rhythm of your steps. This practice can be done indoors or outdoors and is an excellent way to cultivate mindfulness and awareness in daily life and is my favorite choice. These are but a few examples. There are many, many more, some with deep cultural, historic, or religious leanings from diverse cultural traditions, each offering unique techniques and perspectives for cultivating inner peace, insight, and spiritual growth. Whatever type of meditation practice you choose, remember, consistency and patience are key to reaping the benefits of meditation. Start with a practice that resonates with you, and then gradually explore other techniques to find what works best for your unique needs and preferences. Let's now look at Principle 2, Everyday Patience Practice. Choosing to actively practice patience in the mundane and simple tasks throughout your day can be incredibly beneficial for several reasons. Unlike formal mindfulness or meditation practices, practicing patience in daily activities requires minimal time and effort, so it can be seamlessly integrated into your routine without the need for dedicated practice sessions. This will lead to an accelerated mastery of patience, as patience is like a muscle that strengthens with regular exercise. By consciously practicing patience in various daily activities, you can gradually build your tolerance for moments of silence, inactivity, delays, frustrations, uncertainties, etc., which will not only greatly enhance your overall patience mastery, but it will also go a long way to help mitigate the negative effects of the constant internet and social media use that we subject ourselves to. Also, patience cultivated through everyday experiences is far more likely to translate into real-life situations, as the practicing of patience in mundane tasks allows you to zero in on specific areas that cause you difficulty, making you better equipped to respond calmly and resiliently in the future. Here are some ways in which you can do this, and please note, all of these suggestions should be done without a mobile phone in your hand. Embrace waiting. Instead of viewing waiting as wasted time, embrace it as an opportunity to practice patience. Whether you're in line at the grocery store, stuck in traffic, or waiting for a friend, use these moments to cultivate patience by remaining calm and present. Practice active listening. Learn to listen carefully. In conversations with others, practice active listening by genuinely and fully engaging with what the other person is saying without interrupting or rushing to respond. This not only builds patience, but also strengthens your connection with others. Slow down. In today's world, there is a tendency to rush through tasks and activities. Instead, intentionally slow down and savor each moment. Whether you're making tea, eating a meal, taking a walk, or doing household chores, approach each task with mindful attention and patience. Breathe through frustration. When faced with frustrating situations, whatever they may be, take a moment to pause and breathe deeply. This simple act of mindfulness can help you remain calm and composed, even in challenging circumstances. Practice gratitude. Take time throughout your day to quietly cultivate gratitude for the daily moments of joy and beauty in your life. By focusing on these positives, you can mold your perspectives and cultivate a greater sense of patience in the silence of grace. And finally, and most importantly in today's hooked-up, matrix-like world, practice mindful internet and social media consumption. Instead of automatically grabbing your phone whenever you are bored or not doing anything, don't. Instead, set specific times to check your social media accounts and internet and limit your usage to those times. By intentionally disconnecting from social media and being more mindful about how you engage with technology, you can take back control of your time and attention. Those are my recommendations when it comes to your personal journey of mindful patience mastery and everyday patience practice. In my 66 years of being alive, I've come to realize that Patience is not something that can be learned and then stored in memory for later use. It is something that unfolds dynamically in the moments when we actively choose to exercise it. It is an ongoing lived experience that requires constant nurturing, adaptability, and a genuine commitment to its practice, as it is not a static concept to be acquired, rather, it is a continual journey of mindful choices and intentional responses. Simply put, it is only through the intentional and conscious practice of patience that you will ever have the opportunity to master it. Next week, I will be looking into when to hold and when to fold. Until then, I thank you for listening and I look forward to spending some time with you again. Bye for now.